What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Box Score Breakdown. Once again, I'm your host, Tim Woodson, bringing you another banger, Spirits Ethos presentation presented by FanDuel. Guys, there's a bunch of games. Dude, there's like a bunch of games, and I don't know what's happening. I want to say 2, 4, 6. There's 8 games tonight on this lovely Friday. A lot of good action. A couple big lines that we get a chance to talk about. No need to waste any time, man. Let's go ahead and get some popcorn. It's a good Friday night. Let's have some fun. So, first game of the day, the Memphis Grizzlies lose to the Detroit Pistons. You know, these tanking teams, they're just cruising along, you know? They're just there to lose. That's their job. They lose 126-110. The Detroit Pistons, honestly, they've had a pretty easy schedule, and they're just kind of rolling over people. We'll go ahead and check on what happened for the Grizzlies. I think I mentioned in yesterday's show that Ty Jerome is done for the season. For sure. Now we know he's actually done for the season. I'm not Ty Jerome. I'm sorry. Scottie Pippen Jr. So Scottie Pippen Jr. out of there, drop him. That means more for Cam Spencer. That means more for Ty Jerome. And then Javon Small. We'll talk about all those guards, of course. We'll just go down the line here. Taylor Hendricks got the start. He had a good game last time. And I mean, dude, honestly, this isn't bad either. 7-5 with 2 steals, 2 blocks, 33% from the field. He only took 6 shots. That's pretty low volume. And he didn't do well on free throws. But I love the defensive stats, and he's had better games than that. He's kind of interesting to me, I'm not going to lie. Cedric Cowell returned for this one. He only had 24 minutes. He had 7, 3, and 2 with a steal, 1 triple, 3 of 8 from the field in his 24 minutes. It's whatever. I think he's more so someone you want to hold on to in Dynasty, more so than 12-team leagues. Deeper leagues, I understand. Olivier Maxence Prosper. This is better. 17 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist, 1 steal, 3 triples. It's looking a lot like deep league stuff. I mean, he took 11 shots. Good field goal percentage. Didn't cook your free throw in this one, but yeah, man. I don't think he's a must. Ty Jerome, of course, is still trying to put up lines. Honestly, it's very empty. 21 points, 1 rebound, 3 assists, 3 triples. 8 of 17 from the field, 2 of 3 from the free throw line. You just spot play him when you can. You know he doesn't play back-to-backs. They do have 4 games next week, if I'm correct, because they have a 3-4-4 starting that started last week. So you're probably going to get a back-to-back in there. Cam Spencer, dude, 30 minutes? What? 19-2-5 with a steal, 2 triples. 54 from the field, 3 of 3 from the free throw line. This is what we had earlier in the season. Dude, we getting this again. Yeah, I want Cam Spencer on my team. Tyler Burton got some minutes. They're starting to get everybody on this team to play. 4 points, 5 rebounds, a steal, 1 triple, 11% from the field. Yeah, you just leave him to deeper leagues. Javon Small, always interesting. This is great, too. The hot shooting I can't rely on, but dude, 23-3-3, 2 steals, 4 triples, 67% from the field, and 7-7 from the free throw line. My Lord. Usually grab Jamai Mashak for defensive stats, although this is still deeper league stuff. 3 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals in his 23 minutes. And they had Dejon Jarreau to join the lineup, and he had 6.7 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal on his time in the court. It's a mess. Oh, my God, dude. Guys, Taj Gibson played the game. He had 2 points and 3 rebounds. Dude, he's like the ultimate unk right now. That's crazy. I mean, I would never pick him up, but like, Jesus Christ, that's crazy. We're going to check and see what happened on the Detroit Pistons side of the ball game. Jalen Duren absolutely just slaughtered their big man. 30 points, 13 rebounds, 1 steal, 2 blocks, 12 of 15. Yo. 6 of 10 from the free throw line hurts, but dude, who cares? That's a great game. You would love that on a nice Friday night. Marcus Sasser had a good scoring outing. 16 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal, 4 triples, 55%. That's solid. Kay Cunningham does not need to score. I know it's probably frustrating because you haven't penciled in for about 25 points a game. He doesn't need to score. I mean, these teams suck. 17, 8, and 15. Ooh, dude, I swear he's probably had 40 dimes in the last 3 games. Wow. 3 steals, 2 triples, 6-11 from the field, 3-3 from the free throw line. This is more like Halliburton-esque. So if you're wondering what Halliburton could look like next year, yeah, this is what Halliburton does, basically. Javonte Green, 6 points, 3 steals, a block, 2 triples. Nice, like, defensive stats. He can kind of get it going, but I think he's more of a deep league play. And, dude, Duncan Robinson's on a crazy heater. What is this? 14.6 rebounds, 4 assists on 75% shooting. Ride it while it's hot, if you want. 2 triples he was able to give you, but just know, like, it goes the other way. And sometimes it hurts. Kevin Herter, 11-5-2 with the block with two triples, 50% from the field. They're getting in everybody in these games. Danis Jenkins, 4-4-7 with two steals, 25%. 2-of-2 from shooting wide. That's 1-of-4, though. Luckily, it wasn't like 2-of-8. And 2-of-2 from the charity stripe. That's about it. I hope you're not rostering Caris LeVert. He's deeper league at best, too, by the way. Good stuff from the Pistons. They're absolutely rolling. They just had a bunch of bad teams, so they're just kind of cooking everybody. I believe their next game, I can double check. We can see who their next opponent is. They play on Sunday, and I think it's a tougher opponent, so you may get a better game out of, like, Cade, who's going to take more shots, I'm assuming. I'll double check. I think they play. Oh, by the way, guys, League Pass is free for the next couple of days, if you didn't know that. If you're a Prime member, Amazon Prime, that is. They played the Raptors. Yeah, that's a little bit of a better game. So you should get a better game out of Cade scoring wise. That is nice. Next game of the day, the New York Knicks beat the Indiana Pacers. They've had a bunch of easy games. These guys are just like rolling through people right now. 101-82. We'll go ahead and check on the Pacers first. Dude, you know what's crazy? Ivica Zubac not only played yesterday, he played today too. So he played the back to back, and he played 29 minutes. 11-8, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block, 5-9 from the field, 1-2 from the free throw line. I mean, yeah. I don't know how long he plays as far as like how many games that is. But if he's going to get 29 minutes, dude, they said he was on a minutes limit. Yeah, this is not a minutes limit. Just no way. You go from 17 to 29. Look, dude, if he plays, they have 4 games next week. Dude, he might play all 4 of them. I don't think he's hurt. That's not the problem. And also, to be fair, I don't think he moves the needle and makes him win. I'm just going to go out and say that. Zubat's not a needle mover. He's a needle mover with a good point guard. Wink, wink, Halliburton next year. Wink, wink. You might win a track for him in drafts next year. But he's not a needle mover by himself. So, yeah, dude, I mean, if he's going to play, I think he could play all 4 games. If this is the case, he's not. They said his ankle was cooked. Dude, his ankle was never cooked. Whatever. But interesting. Huh. Jairus Walker, 38 minutes. Ooh, okay. 18-9-3 with the steal. 3 triples. 6-14 from the field. 3-4 from the free throw line. Love that. Like I said, I think the upside's bigger here with this guy. They have 4 games next week. I don't know what's going on with Pascal. If they just, like, phase him out completely, then, yeah, we absolutely need Jairus Walker's on our team. Kobe Brown still getting some starting minutes. 8.7 rebounds, a block, 2-of-7 from the field, 4-of-5 from the free throw line. Deeper league stuff. Andrew Nembhard played the back-to-back. Okay. 8-5-7 with 2 steals. He just shot 21%. Thanks. Aaron Nesmith also played the back-to-back. 12-2-2 with a triple. And a steal, 5-of-13 from the field. That's not his best shooting night. And he hit his only free throw. I don't know. This is interesting. They're all kind of playing back-to-backs right now. I mean, it's a good team, which makes sense. I didn't get a chance to look at their schedule next week, but I do know they have 4 games. So that makes Zoo interesting. And this also kind of turns Jay Huff into a pumpkin. 9 points, 4 rebounds, 1 steal, 1 block, 2 triples, 3-7 from the field. And that's solid. Really, for 15 minutes, you can't really complain about that. But there's no way they're going to prioritize Jay Huff over Zubac if Zubac is playing. So you gotta make some hard calls when it comes to Jay Huff. 20 minutes for TJ McConnell. TJ had 10-3-6 with 56% from the field. That's pretty much what he does. Just didn't have a steal. You had 9-4 from Obi Toppin, I guess. And Micah Potter is basically almost out the rotation. He played 4 minutes and had 2 points and a rebound. Yeah, you were dropping Micah Potter. Don't even think about it. New York Knicks. Let's see what happened over here. There was no Cat. Cat had knee soreness. I think they just rested him, man. Cat has been actually hooping. And dude, Mitchell Robinson, 12 points, 22 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 blocks. Wow. 6-10 from the field. Oh my Lord. Yo, that's crazy. If you streamed Mitch Rob for this game, oh man, that's a banger game. Wow. Okay. And he didn't shoot any free throws. That's what makes it even better. We're checking the rest of these guys. Jalen Brunson, 29 points, 5 rebounds, 9 dimes, a steal. 44% from the field. He was going to cool off, dude. He'd been shooting too hot. It's always that, like, oh, my God, my player's in a slump. And then they come out firing crazy. And then it goes back to equilibrium. This is closer to his field goal in the season, which is about 46. 7-8 from the free throw line. I like that. OG Anunoby, he's still shooting pretty well. 25 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 triples, 50% from the field on 16 shots, 7-9 from the free throw line. He had to do more with Cat out, and that is totally fine. And bro, I cannot believe that the New York Knicks gave up 4 first-round picks for Mikal Bridges. Because he looks bad. 11 points and 4 rebounds, 1 triple, 4-9 from the field, 2-3 from the free throw line. He was going around like the 90s, 100s in drafts. And it made sense. And then he got off to that hot start, and everybody's like, oh my God, dude's in the first round. And I was like, ooh, you might want to sell high. He's been terrible. He's been awful. And this is when you need him the most. You could argue, yeah, man, I mean, it's a great spot play. He's got a 4-4-4 schedule. He's playing every game. That's cool. But, dude, you could stream that slot and get more value out of that. I'm going to be honest with you. Jordan Clarkson had that heater last game. He had 8-2-2 with the steal and the block and 2 dribbles on 33%. Solid there. Mohamed Diawara is probably someone we might be looking at next season. I don't know what his role is going to look like. But he's a pretty solid forward. He only had 4 points and 5 rebounds in here. But just keeping like eye on him as the offseason progresses. And in the playoffs, too. He might do some damage there. Good stuff for the Knicks. They are just rolling. They play again Sunday. Like I said, they have one of the best schedules in fantasy playoffs right now. The Toronto Raptors, dude, they beat a good team. Wow, look at that. I guess they're okay. 115-122, the Toronto Raptors win it over the Phoenix Suns. We had Grayson Allen return in this one. He played a nice 29 minutes off the bench, 15-2-6 with a triple. You'd want more triples? He only shot 4. He took 7 shots. Yeah, we'll look at that shot distribution. I think it's holding. He got a steal to go along with it in 8 of 10 from the free throw line. You want to know what happened? They're giving Jalen Green 25 shots. Boom. What's happening? And Devin Booker's getting the other basically 20. That's the shot distribution now. Colin Gillespie, I don't think you can play him right now. I'm going to be completely honest. Because you know what's crazy? It wasn't like he got even more shots last game. Then he got maybe 2 extra ones, maybe 3. It's bad, dude. It's bad for anybody that's not Jalen Green and Devin Booker. Granted, if you're heading into this 5-game week with one of these guys, oh my Lord, Devin Booker's probably playing all 5. We'll start with Devin Booker, 31 points, 3 rebounds, a block. Very empty, but 31 points. He's taking 20 shots. Dude's doing whatever he needs to do to win. 2 triples, 9-11 from the field. Jalen Green? Whoa. 34 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, 8 triples, 13-25. Wow. I didn't think he was going to be able to do it this season. I was like, man, that hamstring's pretty cooked. He has proved me wrong. And they're giving him a bunch of shots, dude. They're playing big minutes. They're getting a bunch of shots. They're playing the back-to-backs. You got these guys heading into your 5-game week. Just enjoy it. Just enjoy it. Royce O'Neal, he even got more shots than Grayson Allen. He got 9. Didn't make any. Well, he made 2. 6.6 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, 2 triples, 2-9 from the field. I think I prefer him for this 5-game week. If you haven't, I mean, of course, Grayson Allen, Jalen Green, Devin Booker. Dude, I don't know if I prefer Colin Gillespie now. Holy Lord. Oh, man, I don't know. I'm a little concerned about Colin Gillespie. But I prefer Royce O'Neal. His minutes are going to be good. They need a forward. He can hit the threes. That's his only job. His only job is to shoot threes. So you know you're getting threes if he makes them. Also, if he doesn't, you know you're cooked with your field goal. But he's starting to do the more like Royce O'Neal from last year, and that's why I like it. OC Igudaro, I know people are upset. Oh, my God. I see why people are upset. Oh, dude, that sucks. 5 points, 6 rebounds, 2-3 from the field. Yeah, sure. 1-6 from the free throw. Dude, that if you had any hope of winning free throw, it's gone. Unless you literally have a build of like Shea, Kawhi Leonard, Kevin Durant, you know, like Austin Reeves, some stuff like that, where you got like a bunch of close to 90s. I understand if you want to be off of him for the 5-game week. I totally understand it. I get it. I totally understand it. The biggest thing is, I mean, if you have a punt free throw build, yeah, sure, why not? Just let him do his thing. But, oh, God, that's ugly. I'm sorry, guys. 2 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist for Kaman Malwach. He's just kind of doing his thing. 9 points, 3 blocks, and a steal from Rashir Fleming. Okay, rookie, I see you. 3 triples, 3 or 5 from the field. I want to see what he looks like long term. I got a lot of faith in him for some odd reason. And Jordan Goodwin had 8 points and 4 rebounds with assists in his 18 minutes. Now that Grayson Allen came back, his role gets depleted. So they are rolling with the Grayson Allen a lot off the bench, and he does help close, but 7 shots is not enough, brother. He did get the assists. He'll get you some steals, and he knows how to get to the line. So technically, you say he took more shots in that way because, you know, he just got to the line and got fouled. That's why we hold on to Grayson Allen. Good stuff from these guys. Oh, I'm sorry. Whoa, what am I doing? I'm so used to them. I'm so used to the Raptors losing. I'm sorry. Yo, that's bad. If you're a Raptors fan, I apologize. We're going to talk about these guys. Dude, Brandon Ingram, okay. He was in a slump, too. This is a big game. 36-7-3 with a steal, 5 triples, 13-20 from the field. Woo-wee. 5-7 from the free throw line. I was like, man, but dude, whoa. Welcome back. Scotty Barnes, 14-6-4, 1 steal, 2 blocks. I like to see a little bit more of the rebounds assists from him, but everything else is good. 50% from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. Cool. Jakupolo only played 20 minutes. He had foul trouble. Do not panic. 6 points, 6 rebounds, 1 assist. I know. It's frustrating. You can't, like, be like, Poito, stop getting in foul trouble. And he's like, okay, yeah, I got you. He's not going to do that. I'm sorry. It's okay, though. They still got one more game this week. They only have 3 next week, but they do have one more game this week. So this hold, and he will do damage in the next one for you. Manuel quickly, 17-4-1. 3 triples, 7-16 from the field. Took a lot of shots. Didn't get a lot of assists, though. But he's still got good value here. That's a lot of shots for him. RJ Barrett's taking a lot of shots. 22-6-5, 2 steals on the block. That's a very good line. 1 triple, 56% for the field, 3 or 4 from the free throw line. The main dudes are doing what they need to do. And I think that's basically going to be the vibe for this team for the rest of the season as they, one, get to prepare for a playoff race. It also turns a lot of the guys on the bench into a pumpkin. Jacoby Walters kind of like the backup shooter. 12 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 3 triples. I like that. 50% from the field, 3 or 4 from the free throw line, but that is a deeper league play at best. And Jamal Shea can get you some assist stream if you need to. That's a good assister that you can grab. 6 points, 8 dimes, a steal, and 1 triple in 25 minutes. Sandro Amakelashvili got some extra time in this one because Poto was cooked. 9 points, 8 rebounds with 1 assist and 1 triple. I don't think you need to be rostering Amakelashvili. Good stuff, Raptors. You needed that dub. Actually, really bad. The Cleveland Cavaliers just barbecued chicken the Dallas Mavericks on Prime Video. It was bad. 138-105. It was not close. It was never close. We'll go ahead and check on the maps. Finally, Cooper Flagg, where you been? 25-4-5, 1 triple, 50% from the field, 16 shots there, 8-8 from the free throw line. Welcome back. I knew it, kid. I was like, bro, this dude's in a shooting slump. It looks awful. He's back. And then wait till he tacks on, you know, a steal on the block. Then that line becomes 25-4-5, still in the block. Beautiful. Beautiful. Najee Marshall turned it around. Good, man. I was a little nervous about him, dude. 17-7, 3 assists with the steal, 2 triples, 7-12 from the field, 1-4 from the free throw line. That's ugly, too, though, man. But it's a better line. It's moving in the right direction. They had Marvin Bagley start because there was no Dan Gafford. You know, he's not played back-to-backs. 4 points, 4 rebounds, a block. 2 of 5 shooting. I think I'll pass. Max Christie, 12 points, 2 triples. That's it. Did nothing else. 4 of 8 from the field, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. He gives you some triples if you need them, but he's very low usage. Oh, they got Ryan Nemhard starting. Oh. 8 points, 4 rebounds, 9 dimes, 2 triples, 3 of 7 from the field. He started over Brandon Williams, who did not play. PJ Washington did not play. And I think they probably slot PJ back in that position, though. Dwight Powell got some extra minutes, and dude, he put up a double-double. I said the stream, Dwight Powell. He did this, though? Wow. 11 points, 11 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 80% from the field, 3-3 from the free throw line. Dude, that's a banger stream if you guys streamed him. That's crazy. 12 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 assists from Brandon Williams. Gave you a block, 2 triples. Not the best shooting, 3 of 8 there, but 4-5 from the free throw line. You can take that. Chris Middleton had that banger game, and we're back to Chris Middleton. This is the unk we know and love. There we go. 4 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist. Yep. He might just be a deeper league play. You know, to be fair, though, he played the back-to-back, and that's kind of cool. Klay Thompson was on that heater. He only gave you 6 points and 2 rebounds there. Caleb Martin, 4 points, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. These guys got cooked, man. what could they have done? Cleveland Cavaliers are a well-oiled machine, and yeah, dude, this is the Evan Mobley I thought I was going to get a lot of this season. 29 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 2 triples, 12 of 15. He had 80% on 15 shots. Jeez. But his free throws, dude, they've been so bad. I don't know what happened. He's been around 72% for his career, and it's 3 of 7, bro? Wow. It's ugly right now. He did that in 23 minutes, by the way. That's absurd. And he had 4 fouls on that in this game. I don't know what happens next season. It could be that weird off, like, one season where, you know, they just have a bad free throw year and then it reverts back to normal. If not, we might be looking at him as a punt free throw play. But if he's, I mean, to be fair, though, if he's doing this as a punt free throw play, he's still like a second rounder. But it's just like, man, weird how they just got so bad. Donovan Mitchell, he diced these dudes up. He made it look too easy. 24 points, 2 rebounds, 8 dimes, 2 steals, 1 triple, 11 to 16 from the field. It was just easy work. And he made his only free throw. Good stuff from James Harden. 17, 7, and 7 with a steal, 3 triples. 55% from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. These guys just, I mean, they all kind of ate. Keon Ellis got the start. Oh, who didn't play? Jalen Tyson was there. I know we know that Jared Allen's hurt. Oh, they're just starting the guy. Am I missing somebody? I'm looking. I'm scrolling. Oh, Merrill didn't play. Ah, there it is. Merrill didn't play. So Keon Ellis got to start. 13 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 2 blocks. Yep, that is good old Keon Ellis. 3 triples, 5 and 9 from the field. I like Keon Ellis, and they're starting to give him more minutes. Dude, I'd keep an eye on it. Especially if you need some triples, some defensive stats from a good wing. He's been closing games. I don't know if you got a chance to watch the Cavs. He's been closing games. So that's an interesting play. Deeper leagues, absolutely, I'd grab him if he's still there. Jalen Tyson, 8 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. I think he's cooked, man. They only gave him 20 minutes. You don't need to roster him. 8 points, 5 rebounds, 6 dimes, and a steal with 2 triples from Dennis Schroeder. And it's fine, but he's a deeper league point guard. And then you had 11 points, 2 steals, 2 blocks with 4 rebounds from Thomas Bryant, who sometimes just does stuff. Not really explain it. He just does it and it works. 1 triple, 80% from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. Cool, I guess. Nikola Tomlin got some minutes, 8 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal. He's more deeper league at best. That's really deep leagues. And then everybody on their bench beating the plate, like, dude, Larry Nance Jr. played because they were just smoking these dudes. Good stuff there from the Cleveland Cavaliers. They are getting back on track. Oh, we had a little bit of controversy in this game. I don't know if the Rockets should have won this. 107-105, they beat the New Orleans Pelicans. They had no Sengun in this one, but first, of course, we'll talk about the New Orleans Pelicans. Bro, DeJounte Murray is on fire. This is crazy. To be fair, we know the shooting is going to drop. He's basically like a sell high, but you can't trade right now. 35 points, 7 rebounds, 4 dimes, 1 steal, 4 triples, 14 of 18. I mean, dude, if you're getting this right now in like your playoff weeks, you're in the finals or semis or something, I'm not complaining. 3 of 5 from the free throw line. I don't even care that he made 3 of 5 from the free throw line. That's a banger game. Crazy. Trey Murphy did not step up, though. 14 points, 6 rebounds, 7 dimes. I like that. 3 triples. He just shot 33% from the field and missed one of his free throws. Ouch. Herb Jones, 2 of 12? Bro. 8 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals. Cool, but 17% from the field? Herb Jones, you're selling, man. 3 of 5 from the free throw line? That's awful. The counting stuff's okay, but you don't need to be rostering Herb Jones in 12 team leagues. I think we know that by now. Zion Williamson, 21 and 5 with 1 assist, 2 blocks. 70% from the field, 79% from the free throw line. Casual Zion stuff like that. Sadiq Bey, this is Sadiq Bey that I was used to. I don't know where all these big games with all these hot shooting is coming from, but this looks more like Sadiq Bey. 5 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals. They're still giving him minutes, but like, clock's ticking, man. I don't know if you need to roster this guy either. They do got 4 games next week. I'll say that. So keep him on your roster then, but that shooting's not looking very hot. And just to clarify, Herb Jones is still good for steals if that's what you need him for, but I don't know if it's worth everything else. And, dude, they're not even looking Derek Queen's way anymore, man. four rebounds, still in the block. It didn't score in 12 minutes. That's, I don't know. I don't know what this team's doing. 5.7 rebounds for Ebimisi. They're prioritizing Ebimisi over him. Carlo Mackovich is getting more minutes than Derek Queen. 8 points, four rebounds, two assists, and two blocks with two triples. 100% from the field. He's a big at stat stuffer, kind of like a Tristan Vucevic when he gets minutes. And that's kind of interesting. I'd keep an eye on that in deeper leagues. Jeremiah Fears had 9 points in his time in the court. He's not going to play over DeJounte Murray at all. Houston Rockets, like I said, they had no Sengun, so they started Dorian Finney-Smith at center, doing that small ball stuff. I mean, I hope he didn't pick him up. He did give you two steals on the block, but he didn't score anything. Missed all three of his shots. Did be four rebounds and two assists. I will pass. That meant more, though, for him and Thompson, and dude, this is huge. 23, 12, and 8 with a steal, two triples. He had two triples. Wow. 7 to 15 from the field, 7 to 8 from the free throw line. If he can get a jump shot, ooh, watch out. Watch out. He's going to be a banger. Kevin Durant, 32, 6, and 5, a steal on the block, three triples, 54 from the field. Oh, a weirdly 3 or 4 from the free throw line. But, dude, it's Kevin Durant. That's what we love to see. 16, 5, and 3 was still on the block from Jabari Smith, three triples, 6 to 16 from the field. I knew that hot shooting was cooling off, man, eventually. I could just tell. 1-1 from the free throw line. Oh, Tari Eason. To be fair, I've dropped Tari Eason. I had him in two leagues. I dropped him in both. I dropped him in one a while ago, and then I just dropped him in the stash league, which is sad because you technically can just sit on the player. I just dropped him. 4 points, 8 rebounds, 1 steal. 19% sold. Played 19 minutes. I think he's cooked. But Reed Shepard isn't. 18, 5, and 3 is still on the block. 5 triples, 6 to 14 from the field, 1 to 2 from the free throw line. He's back, dude. I would, you hold him. Yeah, and they got a 4-game week next week. I think they're starting to prioritize Reed over Tari because, Reed's your best shooter. And it's helping. It's helping. Sucks, though, man. I thought Tari was going to hit a new stride this year, and it did not happen. Clint Capella, big full line. He got some extra time on the court this one. 9 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 4 blocks. I don't see DeAndre Ayton doing that. 4-6 from the field, 1-2 from the free throw line. To be fair, DeAndre Ayton's been better the last two games, but, like, I don't know, man. He's not blocking shots like big old Clint Capella. And that's pretty much it from these dudes. It was a little controversial how that the last couple of minutes of that game went, but Houston stuck it out. Good stuff there. Guys, before we do finish this, we got 3 more games on the slate. It's a pretty chill Friday, I'd say. If you are watching this on the Fantasy NBA Today feed with the legends, Dr. Brew, and you love what you see on the side with me and the homie Williams Bill, make sure you give him a follow on Twitter. Please like, subscribe, follow wherever you see this. Twitter. Are we on Instagram? I don't think so. I don't think we're on TikTok either. We're not on Facebook, that's for sure. YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Sports Ethos page. Just make sure you give us a like and subscribe so you can keep up with all the action Monday through Friday, right after the games, all the news, the trends, the big games, some laughs along the way, just a good time. And trust me, I like having you guys here. So please make sure you give us a like and subscribe. Next game of the day, we are back. It was getting interesting, but it I don't know. You'd be fair, though. Minnesota has a problem closing out games. Is that a cringe? That might be a Chris Finch thing. But they did it. 127-117 over the Golden State Warriors. Minnesota does it. Ant with a monster line. We'll get on Ant a little later. He almost did not play. And, dude, he bumped knees twice, and his knee looked like it did hurt. I don't think he's going to sit out against Oklahoma City, but they do play Utah next week, and he might sit one. I know he's not. Doesn't want to sit games like that, but I think he might need a rest day. We'll go ahead and check on the Warriors and see who did stuff over here. Kristaps Porzingis? What? Dude, it's never the fact that we don't think Kristaps is good. It's just like, bro plays like two games in a row, and then you don't see him for a month. But this is pretty good. 20 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 1 block. If only he was healthy this season, man. 2 triples, 7 to 16 from the field. 4-4 from the free throw line in 22 minutes, by the way. You just play him when you can. Put him in your IO. Play him when you can. Al Horford got hurt in like the first 4 minutes. He gave you a triple and a rebound. You could probably drop Al Horford. He's an old man with a calf injury. Yeah. Just go ahead and drop him, guys. Just do the right thing. Gui Santos, dude, he started off like crap, but he finished pretty strong. 17 points, 3 rebounds, 8 assists, a steal, 3 triples, 6 of 15 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line, playing 34 minutes, big minutes there. This needs to be on rosters. DeAnthony Melton only played 23 in this one. They have a back-to-back Sunday, Monday. It is New York, and then it's the Wizards. He might play the New York. I hope he plays the New York one. They need him against New York. So you might be good there if you play him Sunday, but there's no way he plays against the Wizards. Although, bro, could you imagine they lost to the Wizards? The Wizards will make sure that they do not lose to the Wizards. 12 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists and a steal, 2 triples, 4 of 11 from the field, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Big minutes for Brandon Pajimski. You just got to roll with this dude. 25, 10, and 2, 5 triples, 8 of 17 from the field, 4 of 5 from the free throw line. Just roll with him. He's just doing all the stuff with Steph out, and Steph is at least out until closer to the end of next week. Gary Payton had 12, 3, and 2 with 2 steals off the bench. He's just kind of there as a deeper league play. 7, 2, and 3 with the steal for Pat Spencer. LJ Cryer can kind of score for deeper leagues. 8 points, though, on 2-6 shooting. I don't think I want to trust that. They even had Malevi Leons in the game, who had 6 points and 2 rebounds in his 13 minutes. They're kind of playing whoever. Will Richard went scoreless, by the way, but he did give you 5 rebounds and a steal in his 29 minutes. Oh, by the way, Quinn Post also got injured. I think it was an ankle injury, and you don't need to roster him either. We'll go ahead and talk about the Minnesota Timberwolves. Everything's pretty straightforward with this team because, this team's pretty simple. And giant game, 42, 8, and 5, is still in the block, 4 triples, 13 to 22 from the field, hit all 12 of his free throws. That's a monster, man. In the playoffs, too. What a guy. What a guy. He almost did not play. What a guy. Julius Randle, 10, 4, and 1, 1 steal. He's selling you at the worst possible time. He looks awful. I think he's more of a, I would say like a buy low, like he's in a slump. It just looks rough, dude. Jaden McDaniels, doing what he does. 15 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists, still in the block. 1 triple, high field goal. Made his free throws, cool. Rudy Gobert, dude, Rudy made his free throws. 18 and 9, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, 100% from the field, 80% on 10 shots from the free throw line. Whoa. Wow, look at that, Rudy. A nice little simple full line from Naz Reid. 12, 3, and 4, still in the block, 1 triple, 56%. I like that. That's cool. Dante DiVincenzo, although he took a bad shot to the chin in this one, but he was okay, and I think he finished the game. 7.6 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 triple. It's just like whatever. They still do have 4 games next week, so I'd hold on to them. Io had the better game than him in this one. And played more minutes, by the way. 12, 8, and 7, 2 triples, 5 and 9 from the free throw line. That's interesting. If this like role becomes fluid and they're just bouncing back and forth, I don't know if you want to roster any of them, to be real with you. And he had 11 points from Bones Highland, who decided to get hot off the bench. Cool. Last 2 games of the day. The Utah Jazz lose to the Portland Trail Blazers. Dude, Scoot's on a little bit of a heater. It's some hot shooting, that's for sure. We'll go ahead and check on the Jazz. And, Bryce Sensabaugh is just, he's loving this, relishing in all the shots he's getting. 31 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals, 1 block, 6 triples, 12 and 19 from the field, 1-1 from the free throw line. This needs to be rostered. I am sure Keontae George is done for the season. You want to know why? It's more so this. I think he was playing because he really had a legitimate shot at most improved player. Look, he's been an absolute monster. I think he's an all-star. Like, if it's not next year, it's in the next 2. But because of him being ruled out for 2 weeks, he's going to be ineligible because he won't play 65 games. Therefore, he cannot get an award. GG's to good old Keontae George. That means Bryce Sensabaugh, to the moon. He may be too late to grab him, but yeah, dude, he needs to be rostered. Cody Williams, 19, 7, and 3, a steal. He's just doing a lot of stuff. They still have 1 more game this week on Sunday. They have 4 games next week. Makes him a little bit appealing there. They give him a bunch of minutes. They're tanking, and he's like trying to figure it out. 7 to 17 from the field, 5 to 7 from the free throw line. Kyle Filipowski, 24 minutes, not desirable, but 11, 6, and 5 with 3 steals, 3 triples, 50% from the field. I'll take that any day. Needs to be on rosters. Ace Bailey had concussion symptoms early, 7 minutes in the game. That's not good. Concussion to knock you out about a week. Oh, dude, if you got to drop Ace Bailey, you do it. But darn, that sucks. 8 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block, 2 triples. He made out 3 of his shots. Looked like it was going to be a good game. And then got popped in the head. fortunate. 17-3-9 with two steals from Isaiah Collier. He needs to be rostered. He's the point guard now, for sure, for sure. 6-15 from the field, 5-6 on the free throw line there. You got some minutes from Anderson Garcia. He had 6 points and two steals. Deep league stuff. Elijah Harkless, 10-4-2 with two steals, two triples. Didn't shoot his best or from the free throw line either, but he's doing enough for deep leagues for sure. Oscar Tshiebwe, 8-5 with a steal. He's kind of filling in as the other center for Kyle Filipowski. And they did sign Bez Mbang to a 10-day, who had 4 points, four rebounds, four assists, two steals, two blocks. Oh, that's kind of interesting. And he played 34 minutes. There was no like Savi Mihailuk, John Conchar, or Kevin Love. So that makes, I don't know if they're going to affect him. But if not, I'd take a look at that deeper leagues. That's kind of interesting. We'll go ahead and check on what happened to the home team. The Portland Trail Blazers do win. There was no Robert Williams. He's injury management on a non-back-to-back. Wait, do they play tomorrow? I don't think they play tomorrow. We're going to double check. I could be wrong here. Yeah, they play Sunday. Huh. That means, bro, what is this from Donovan Klingon? Hey, I told you, pencil in the bad teams, big games. 21 points, 15 rebounds, two assists, three steals and six blocks. Oh, whoa. Nice. One triple, 7-12 from the field, 6-6 from the free throw line. Bro, that is a monster game. Wow. That is a banger to get that on a Friday night to about to close your week out. Woo wee. I am more so impressed with this guy because I was like, oh, is he going to be able to get his minute ties? Is he going to be able to like be super conditioned for an NBA? Yeah, man, he looks like their center. I wasn't sure about it, but now I think he might be their center of the future. He's got some touch issues around the rim that he has to work on, but I'm impressed. Jeremy Grant was shooting hot. He still shot hot, but he just didn't do anything. 9 points and three rebounds with two triples. I think you do want to roster him, although Denny Avdia is back and running, and that was going to turn him into a pumpkin, and it did. Denny Avdia had 17-6-8 with two steals on the block in his 32 minutes, 78% from the field. A little too hot of shooting, but that's Denny, man. He's back. Three triples there. And you know what's even crazier? Jrue Holiday also had 8 assists. These guys are working together. 25-5-8, a steal in the block, 4 triples, 10-16 from the field, 1-2 from the free throw line. I love that. They need to be fired up when they play. You only had 22 minutes from Tumani Kamara. He had foul trouble. 5 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and 3 steals. I like it. For 22 minutes, he just shot 20%, of course. But he did give you at least 1 triple. On the bench, I told you, dude, I don't know, Scoot's on a heater. 25 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists in the block, 5 triples. Man. They have 4 games next week. If Scoot's sitting on your waiver wire, it could cool off. You might want to grab him. 8-14 from the field there. Love that. Matisse Thybulle had 6 points and 4 steals with a block. That's just what Matisse Thybulle does. Sidy Sissoko had some extra minutes because your boy Tumani Kamara was in foul trouble. 14 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and still on the block with 2 triples on 60%. That's still deeper league stuff. He might not even get that when Tumani's playing his full set of minutes because Tumani's going to play like 35, 36. Good stuff from these dudes, man. I'm pretty sure they're going to make the playoffs or play in, and then we'll see if they can make the playoffs from there. Last game of the day, folks. We're just cruising right along. It's a pretty chill day. The Clippers they win over the Bulls 119-108. The Bulls lost to both LA teams, which, I mean, they probably were going to. We had some crazy lines from Josh Giddey and Matas yesterday, and it did something. We had another triple-double out of Josh Giddey. I think he has the most in Bulls history now because he passed Michael Jordan. 20-11-10 with 2 steals on the block, 4 triples, 8-20 from the field. He's just doing stuff. It's just like every time around this time of March, he's just going to start cooking up. Matas Buzelas, 18-11 with 2 assists. No defense stats. Hit 2 triples, 33% from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line. Not his best, but it's still solid, dude. They're going to give him big minutes rest of the way. Leonard Miller is still in the starting lineup. I think it's tied to Isaac Okoro. I would think about grabbing him. 14 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. These games are like pretty strong. 6-14 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. Of course, like Isaac Okoro can return the next one, but it's Isaac Okoro. Yeah. Nick Richards got the start at center because there was no Jalen Smith, which we predicted. 10 points, 8 rebounds, and 3 blocks. I like that. 30% from the field is rough. He also made a triple. 3-4 from the free throw line. That's some tank activities if I've ever seen it. Rob Dillingham at 12 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, and a steal. Cool. They're giving him some more shot. I don't know. I don't know how it plays out long term from Rob, but cool, I guess. 5-9 from the field, 2 triples there in that contest. He played about 24 minutes. That makes him more of a deeper league play. And of course, like I said, you could always roll with Trey Jones. 21 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists. A little empty, but 90% from the field. Thanks. You just saved my field goal. And he made his only free throw. We'll go ahead and check on the Clippers. Last team of the day, Kawhi Leonard. This is a casual 28-4-3 with a steal, 2 triples. Rough shooting for Kawhi. This is rough for Kawhi. 8 of 22? Whoa. But 10 of 12 on the free throw line. He made a fourth there. You had 10-6-3 with 2 steals and 3 blocks from good old Derrick Jones Jr. He is doing it all on the defensive end. And I think you just need to have him rostered right now. 1 triple, 4-5 from the field, 1-2 from the free throw line. Yo, you'd had like no block games for Brook Lopez. He turned around and gave you 5. Wow. 11-7-2, 5 blocks, 1 triple, 50%. That's a big game for him. I mean, he's old, dude. He's like the unk of unks now. Still with that said, in Isaiah Jackson's 17 minutes, he got 8.7 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 blocks. And that's solid. 4-5 from the field there. I think Jax might get a little bit more time tomorrow because last time they had a back-to-back, Brook Lopez was like, I don't know if I can play all these minutes. So keep an eye on that. And they played the Sacramento Kings. Oh, brother. Oh, brother. Kobe Sanders had 11-6 with 3 assists and a steal, 3 triples, 4-8 from the field in his 25 minutes. Pretty solid. But, you know, he got the spot start because no Darius Garland. Darius Garland will be there tomorrow. Chris Dunn had 8 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists, and 2 steals, 4-11 from the field in his time in the court. He's just kind of like a solid point guard, that back-end point guard to have on your rosters while they have these 4-game weeks, and they still have 2 more coming, which is crazy. Benedict Mathurin, there we go, getting the scoring going. 26-6-2 with a steal, 1 triple, 10 of 19 from the field, 5-6 from the free throw line in his 28 minutes. That's solid there, too. Jordan Miller, too, keep an eye on him for deeper leagues. That's pretty good for his 26 minutes. 14-3-3 is still in the block. Love that. 46% from the field and hit both of his free throws. These guys are rolling, man. I'm interested to see how they do in the play-in, and then I think they actually do make the playoffs. They're going to be a menace to deal with. That's it. 8 games, all done. Guys, it's been an absolute pleasure to do this with you guys on Friday. I usually do answer questions. I see somebody in the chat, Yo-Yo, said he's dropping Oso Antari tonight. Not mad at you. Not mad at you. That is it for me for the day. You guys will see me again on Tuesdays. You guys will see me on Thursdays for the rest of the month, by the way. So we'll get a chance to touch on that. And of course, I always close out with the week with you guys on Friday. It has been an absolute pleasure. I wish you the best of luck. Look, if you're in your playoffs Saturday and Sunday, I hope you guys lock in. Check the streaming schedules, the schedule grid to prepare for next week. I want to see you guys win your fantasy leagues. Thank you so much for watching Box Score Breakdown presented by FanDuel. Once again, I am Tim Woodson, and I will see you guys on Tuesday. Hopefully, I get some good news from you guys in your fantasy leagues. And mine, too, by the way. I got like 4 playoffs. Bye, guys. I'll see you soon.
Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. It's a sale so nice, they do it twice a year. Save 50% site-wide on the world's best proteins, like legendary steaks, gourmet burgers, versatile chicken, pork, seafood, and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code AUDIO when you shop OmahaSteaks.com today. Now is the time to save big on everything you need to serve up mouth-watering flavor, like USDA-certified tender steaks, perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers in America's heartland and delivered right to your door. With unrivaled quality and variety, every bite is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't wait. Shop now at OmahaSteaks.com and save 50% site-wide on steaks and more during the semi-annual sale. Plus, get an extra $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's OmahaSteaks.com, promo code AUDIO. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Are we exposed? This is what every security team is wondering. But with vulnerabilities scattered across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos, the truth is out of reach, and attackers know it. There's a better way. Unify to defy risk with Tenable AI-powered exposure management. Tenable brings together all your security data and exposures in one unified view, giving you the attacker's map and revealing the critical paths and weaknesses they can exploit. Now your teams can prioritize intelligently, move decisively, and collaborate without friction. Tenable turns scattered work into a single proactive force. Instead of chasing noise, your team knows where to focus, gaining clarity, control, and speed to reduce cyber risk with confidence. Learn more at tenable.com. Tenable. Your exposure ends here.